You're listening to YahvehYahweh.name on the Internet.
Shalom. Do we obey Yahweh? So we use the King James, and then we already know what the 30 corrections are, 30-plus corrections of grammar. And so we just transpose that mentally. For some, if the scriptures are new to you or you're not really that familiar or comfortable with English, then that may be a tough thing to do. But I don't have a version of my own that I publish, and if I did, there would still be further refining that would need to be done by someone else. But there are a lot of good Hebraic Messianic versions out there, but the Tree of Life, we thought, was one of the best, except for their usage of Adonai. And many do not even repent. They don't even look into the studies of the feast days and when, where, and how and why we should keep them. But we're going to be keeping Passover and then Shavuot or Pentecost or the Feast of First Fruits. And the scriptures show when the harvest is ready. In John chapter 4, verse 35, quoting Messiah, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white for harvest." Messiah, or Yahusha, did not say they are green for harvest, but he said, "So ripe the fields are white, a shade of white wine," according to Arndt and Gingrich on page 473. This statement clearly shows that the barley first fruit sheaf must be of the harvest from a field white for harvest. This must be long after the time of the green ears of barley. And by the way, that's a planted crop there. It's not a wild crop. Otherwise, a wild crop couldn't even be eaten when we're speaking of waving the wave sheaf or having offerings, not sacrifice offerings, but having the commanded offering for the feast days. Messiah further verifies the fact of the white harvest. But the sequence of maturing of grain, first the blade, then the ear. Could only be green ears there, and after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is ripe, see a margin in the King James Version, when the fruit is ripe, immediately he put in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Quoting from chapter 4, that's Matthew 4:28. And he shows beyond doubt that earing time and harvest are distinctly different times. The harvest is weeks after green ears. The harvest time is weeks after green ears of barley. And the ripe become dry, or they'll dry up. And scripture also indicates as much by such statements, neither be earing nor harvest. And earing time and harvest you shall rest, Exodus 34. These periods are definitely at different times and weeks apart. Neither be earing nor harvest. Oh, Genesis 45:6, or Bereshit 45:6, that was, and then Exodus 34:21. So the Feast of Weeks, the 50 count of the Feast of Weeks could not possibly start at or near the time of green ears, and the wave sheaf must come from the harvest, which is weeks after the time of green ears. If that's going way over your understanding, then we could just, you know, consider that I said that, and you could zip ahead or wait until the end of the program, however you like to do that. At some point, you'll pick up on this, probably a lot quicker than I ever did. But much of this research here can be found at www.truthofyahweh.org. Of course, we use the V, but they are using the W. Truthofyahweh.org, and then click on the calendar or on moons. And I noticed that they're having a 13th month, and that they're waiting till after equinox, that's after equinox, to have the next new moon, which will be the new year. What about the equinox method of determining the first month of the scriptural year? Well, it's good to be obedient, be there at the right time, be it keep the feast days timely and in their season. So this is important. Somebody would say, well, that's minor doctrine. Throw that stuff out. Who cares about any of that? Well, what an attitude. Just throw it all out then is what I would think. If you're not even interested in the major or minor things, well, then just throw it all out, I guess. No, don't throw it out. Yeah, we could start at the basics. And then after a period of time of our understanding, we work up to a higher level of studying in the scriptures. So, yeah, we're almost done now. And so what about the equinox method during the spring, the first month of the scriptural year? The equinox method defines the first scriptural month to begin with the first new moon after the spring equinox. The so-called spring equinox is that moment. And by the way, on the calendar, that's, I'll look it up for you. I think it's the 20th of the third pagan month. Let's see. Yes, in fact, it's about, recurs at about 1600 hours on 3/20 of 2018. That's the equinox. Because that day at the equator, night and day are of equal length. It's called spring equinox because the event ends winter and brings the next season in, which I call summer. I think there's only two spring and summer mentioned. Or excuse me, there's winter and summer, only two seasons that are mentioned in Scripture. So I tend to be a two-season person, even though we might have four seasons here, technically. Or non-technically, realistically, we have four seasons. And should the new year start in the winter or in the spring? Well, so they want to wait till after the equinox to declare the new moon and the new year. Okay, well, if that went over like a lead balloon, then wait and maybe it'll hit you at some other time. The Karaites, there's a Karaite-corner. I'm not sure which method they're using here, but according to the book Karaites in Byzantine by Zvi Ankori, the Karaites in Babylon did not use barley to determine the first month, but they used the vernal equinox. And the author here, Rich Lobart, believes that that was how he pronounces the name, I use Yahweh, or Yahweh, gave us a method that allowed people anywhere on the earth to keep the feast days and know the first month, the new year, through all these centuries without any knowledge about barley from Egypt or from Israel. And this method has been known and used for well over 2,500 years or more. It's provided a method used for centuries around the world when electricity and cell phones and Skype did not exist to contact Egypt or Israel. Was it wrong? Can we choose to use the equinox instead of barley and not be in sin? Because some claim that the equinox method is using astrology. Astrology is pagan. But observing the sun passing overhead the equator is not called astrology, it's called astronomy. And Yahweh would not tell us to do something that is sin. He said in Genesis, or Bereshit 1:14, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the night from the day, and let them serve as moeds, or signs, to mark seasons and days and years. So let them serve as signs to mark seasons. That's where the word moed is in Hebrew. And serve as signs and demarcations. And that's our calendar, is there in the sky. There is one feast that I believe, or two, Feast of Wave Sheaf, and that is somewhere after unleavened bread, or sometimes during. But the other feast is First Fruits. Come back again to this website, yahweh.name. Send us an email. Thank you very much. May Yahweh prosper and spiritually and bless you and give you the water of life. And make sure that your name is in the Book of Life. Drink freely from Yahweh's bottomless well. Yahushua's name. Praise Yahweh.